The son of the Shia Muslim cleric, Nimr al-Nimr, who was executed by Saudi Arabia, has criticised the West for failing to put more pressure on the Saudi government. In a BBC interview, Muhammad al-Nimr said the US and British alliances with the kingdom were not in the long-term interests of their peoples. He argued that the conservative Wahhabi form of Islam practiced in Saudi was the same ideology that the Islamic State group uses to legitimise its actions. The medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières has accused certain states and governments in Europe of actively obstructing efforts to improve conditions for migrants and refugees. It said MSF psychologists had noticed a significant increase in the number of panic attacks and self-harm attempts by migrants trapped at a Greek border crossing after Macedonia closed its borders. Meta Sikrika reports.
MSF cites the Greek island of Kos, where there is still no reception facility. It said conditions had become so inhumane in reception centres in Italy that the charity had to leave. Some European countries' policy of closing the borders served not as a deterrent, but merely to increase the suffering of people stranded in no man's land.
Here in the UK, an equality campaign group, Stonewall, has named Britain's domestic spy agency MI5 as the country's best employer for gay and lesbian staff. Ben Ando has been finding out why.
Stonewall asked more than 60,000 workers about the training and support offered to lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender colleagues. It says that as well as improving the lives of such staff, MI5 and the other organisations on the list benefit from greater productivity and a more creative workplace environment. Reaching the number one spot marks a turnaround for the security service. Up to the 1990s, homosexual men and women were barred from spying jobs with MI5 for fear that they might be vulnerable to blackmail and therefore pose a security risk.